This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. All right, on today's episode, we are going to be discussing a principle of productivity that can totally transform your life if you haven't been applying it. If you're incredibly stressed, if you feel overwhelmed, if you've got a bunch of stuff floating around in your head, if you apply this principle that we're going to discuss in today's episode, it will transform your ability to handle the things that you need to handle on a day-to-day basis, whether your projects, your personal things, your professional things, your goals, your ideas, the actions that are coming your way, the requests that are coming in your direction from your spouse, your partner, your kids, your boss, your manager, your employees, all that stuff that's coming your way, all the stimuli that we're bombarded with on a day-to-day basis, on an hourly basis, on a minute-to-minute basis, from our phones, from our devices, from the internet, all those things, all that information that's coming your way, today we're going to talk about how to handle that in the most appropriate way to decrease the stress, the overwhelm, and to increase your sense of stability and ability to handle these things effortlessly and with elegance. Do I have you enrolled? Are you interested in finding out what this is? So in the book, David Allen talks about this idea of mind like water. And in the book, he writes that in karate, there's an image, right, that's used to define the position of perfect readiness. It's called mind like water. Now imagine, right, throwing a pebble into a still pond, into a body of water. How does the water respond? When you throw that pebble in there, you toss that pebble in there, how does the water respond? Answer, it responds in total proportion to the force and mass of the input. Then it returns back to calm, right? You toss that pebble in there. It's a still body of water, still pond. You toss a pebble in there, and then all of a sudden you see these ripples that ripple outward, 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 and they continue going outward and creating those ripples for as long as the force of that pebble, the weight, depending upon the weight of that pebble and how hard you threw it, the velocity that it came into that water with, that's the way in which the water is going to respond, in exact proportion to the force and energy that you throw at it. It doesn't overreact. It doesn't underreact. It responds exactly the way it's supposed to, and then it returns back to calm. Allen writes in the book, your ability to generate power is directly proportional to your ability to relax, to be like water. Water, right, it is what it is. It does what it does. It can overwhelm, but it's not overwhelmed. It can be still, but it's not patient or impatient. It can be forced to change course, but it's not frustrated. Get it? That's the mentality, the approach, the mindset, mind like water, that you want to apply in your own life. The power in a karate punch comes from speed, right? It doesn't come from muscle. It comes from a focused pop at the end of a whip, at the end of the whip, right? When you punch. That's why petite people, someone small, can learn to break boards and bricks with their hands. It doesn't take calluses or brute strength, just the ability to generate a focused thrust with speed. But a tense muscle, that's a slow muscle. When you've got all this stress, these high levels of, you know, ideas and information and action items that are being bombarded into your brain, you become stressed out if you don't do something with it, if you don't handle it effortlessly, if you don't move like water, if you're not flexible and elegant like water is, where it can flex and move and transform itself and flow in direct proportion to the environment that it's in and the stimuli that comes in its direction. And then it goes back to still, calm, serenity. That's quite beautiful. And it's a great reference point to come back to over and over and over again. Because here's the thing, right? Here's how to apply this, basically. If you're overwhelmed, if you got a bunch of stuff floating around in your mind, in your brain, and you don't know what to do with it, if you don't have a dedicated place, right? When I applied this method, it totally transformed my life. Because I went from basically saying, okay, I've got all these ideas in different places. I've got all this stuff coming my way. I've got these requests and I've got these commitments that I've made. I've got all this stuff that I'm planning on doing that I've told other people that I'm doing and that are coming in my direction. Sometimes I don't want to do it, but I still said I'm going to do it. And then I've got all these action items, these things that I want to remember to do, both big and small, whether you're talking about getting cashews at Trader Joe's or whether you're talking about a huge work-related presentation, right, that you need to put together with many small parts and components to it. All of those things, if you don't put it down in a dedicated place, and this is the core idea here, to relieve yourself of the overwhelm, the stress, get it out of your head and into a trusted place, a trusted system. And maybe in another episode, we'll dive into all the details of the systems and tools, because you guys often write me asking about what tools I use and all that stuff. And I will break that down for you coming up soon in another episode. But the idea is really and truly, whenever somebody asks me about the tools and the resources that I use, my answer is always really unsexy and simple. It's quite simply that whatever tools that work for you are the best tools. The best tools are the tools that work for you, the ones that you know you will use, whether that's paper, whether that's digital, whether that's a combination of both, which is what I do. As long as you have a system and a trusted place that you know you can go back to regularly to take another look at your ideas, to review your action items, to go over your projects, to talk about the things that with yourself, to review those things that you might want to do or no longer want to do, to delegate, to defer, to delete them altogether, right? That's what this system is all about. That's how you decrease stress and allow yourself to be as productive and effective as this metaphor that we're using here, being mind like water, right? Being able to flex to the different situations that come at us in life. And so always consider this thought of the mind like water, where no matter where you are, if you're in the car and your boss calls you and says, hey, look, we've got this thing that we want to do. There's this new project. And, you know, we really want to switch things up. We want to change our direction here. If you could call Frank and then talk to him about this thing. And then if you could also make sure that you email me a quick recap of the conversation that you had with Frank and blah, 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 blah. And you're driving. And you're like, holy shit. What is it? What happened? You just hung up the phone with him and you said all these things. You just made all these commitments. But then now you don't even know. You don't even remember everything you committed to. And you say, okay, I'm going to remember. And then as soon as I park the car, I'll remember and I'll get it down somewhere. And then you park the car and then you forget. And then later on, you know, a couple days later, your boss asks you how the meeting with Frank went, the phone call with Frank went. And you say, oh shit, I forgot. And then what? Right? That makes you come off as irresponsible. And then you also let yourself down. If you have an idea, to give you another example, you have a grocery list, right? Is it better to put every item on the grocery list down on a list? Or is it better to try to keep it in your mind? If you have goals, is it better to keep them on your mind? Or is it better to write them down in a dedicated place so that you can review them, reflect upon them, tweak them, enhance them as necessary? Right? So if you want to have this approach of stress-free, mind-like water, effortless, elegant productivity, the key thing to remember is to have a trusted place to put all your stuff, big and small, and then once a week, review it. Right? So what you can also do is you can make it as dynamic and flexible as you'd like. If you're driving around, right? And an idea comes into your mind and you don't have the ability to access your productivity app that you usually use, right? You just jot it down on a piece of paper. And then when you get home, you take that piece of paper out of your pocket and you place it in your inbox tray to review on Monday, because whatever day, what day of the week that you usually use to do your weekly review, usually for me at least, it's Monday. Some people do Sunday, some people even do Friday. But pick one day a week and be diligent and disciplined about reviewing all your stuff. And you look at that one specific dedicated place that you've got all your stuff down. And then you take it out slowly and you review it one by one by one. And then you add it to your list of things to continue doing forward, or you delete it, you defer it, you delegate it to somebody else to do. But the idea here is every single thing that comes into your mind, there's a place to put it. Even if you never look at it again after you review it later on in the week or in the beginning of next week, you know that you have it down somewhere. So you don't have to worry about remembering it. You don't have to worry about all that wasted energy and all that stuff that's taking up the bandwidth in your brain, which allows you then to open up more focus and more creativity in your head to do the things that you really care about doing, to do those things that require all that energy that you need to be using to be as effective as possible. Because if you got a bunch of stuff floating around in your mind, then you're not going to have enough room in there to focus on what really matters, those big things. So mind like water. You're always taking every little piece, every little bit of information, idea, knowledge, a source, every little scrap that's coming your way psychologically, you're just, you're doing something with it. You're doing it, you're delegating it, or you're delaying it. Bam. And so that's what this mind like water mentality is about. And if you can assimilate this into your own productivity system, boom. Forget it. Game over. So mind like water is the mentality that we're talking about on this episode today. If you want to get more details on this and the other big ideas from this book, Getting Things Done, you can pick up the summary over at getflashbooks.com. And until next time, thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.